Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
Going to talk about gifts today as one of the languages of God by which He addresses us. The groundbreaking research and writing of Dr. Gary Chapman, who is a Christian pastor, kind of transformed this whole idea of how we look at loving one another. Pastors often use this in preparing couples for marriage. You need to understand each other's love language if you're going to get along and kind of nourish and cherish each other and help the other one to experience the reality of love. Because sometimes we think we're saying love, but we're not speaking the same language. And it becomes almost impossible for that person to understand that they are really loved by us. And we need to know how to love enough to understand and speak that other person's language. But God speaks our language. God, you see, having these love languages, being made in the image of God, that there's something in God, something in His nature that moves Him to love us in the way that He has made us and wired each one of us individually. So it does help if we understand other people's love language so that they can know that they are being loved. And God wants us to know that we are loved by Him. So the five love languages we've been talking about are, let's just kind of review that. First of all, 2 weeks ago we started and talked about the words of affirmation. You know, those are the words of encouragement, the words that build up, the words that say, you matter a great deal in my life. I am so blessed to have this friendship, this relationship, this marriage, whatever it is that you would describe a relationship with another person. The second thing Pastor Dreyer spoke about last weekend was quality time. You know, learning to just be together, to laugh together, to play together, to work together, to have time. And instead of just multitasking, oh yeah, we're here, but you know, we're all kind of doing our own thing. No, learning how to actually spend time with each other in a quality manner. The next one is in the area of gifts, and that's what we're going to be emphasizing today. God expresses His love to us in gifts. And for a lot of us, love, gifts would be our love language. We express our love through gifts, or we think that we need to have gifts if we are going to be loved. The fourth one, which will be next week, is acts of service. You know, those random acts of kindness, doing things without even being asked, just kind of sensing it. There is a need. I am going to reach out to that need and take care of it. And then the final one will be on physical touch as also a language of love. So again, God made us in His image. God knows how we are wired. God knows how to beam, you know, His frequency into our own particular receiver. But let's eavesdrop now for a few minutes on someone who is kind of complaining about this whole matter of love. Someone whose love language actually is gifts. Now, I'm going to play the part, but I want you to think of it as, you know, kind of in a more soprano voice, all right? Not saying it's a woman, but yes, probably a little more soprano voice. And she says something like this. Sure, he says nice things, and he helps around the house a lot without asking, but at Christmas, anniversaries, birthdays, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, the gifts are pathetic. Too often, if there even is a gift, which is not always, it's maybe a gift card and probably from Home Depot. He doesn't take the time to find out what pleases me. He never asks what would I like to have. He doesn't ask what I need. His idea of the perfect gift would probably be a robotic vacuum cleaner. He just doesn't get me. And sometimes I wonder, does he even love me? Her love language is gifts. His, something else, something entirely different. So this guy, you can tell right away, he is in pretty deep trouble, isn't he? Yeah, her love language, gifts. What is his? Well, he's just not connecting with her at all. He is pretty clueless. And we're not always great at understanding what another person's love language is. And sometimes when we're trying to love somebody, it just goes right past them. And we wonder, huh? What did I do wrong? What's the matter? What's going on here? But God gets us. In James chapter 1, it says this, "For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above." That's coming down from the Father of lights. God knows how to give you the exact perfect gift, exactly what you need and something that is going to help you to grow. And because God gets us, he made us, he knows how we are, you know, where our receiver is and how to beam his frequency. John 3:16, okay, "For God so loved the world that he," what's the word? Gave. So yeah, not only that, but he gave and he gave and he gave. John 1:16 says he gave grace upon grace. That would be gift after gift after gift. It's a little bit like the nesting doll here. See, I told you we'd pull this in here now. This is a nesting doll. Now, we're going to let this represent Jesus Christ and salvation. What a great gift I've got here, huh? But, hey, wait, there's more. That's not all. Inside of that gift is another gift. Inside of that gift of salvation is forgiveness. Think of that, forgiveness of all of your sins. And then, inside of that is reconciliation or friendship with God. And then inside of that, there's still more. Oh, more yet to come. Got to get this apart. There we are. So what comes next? After that forgiveness, there is friendship with God, reconciliation, and then he fixes things. Restoration of our lives. Well, how does he restore our lives? Well, he gives to us the gift. This is the Holy Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit. And then, yet there's even more, and that which is finally and yet to come, and that is the gift of heaven, an eternity spent with God. Gift within gift within gift. That's grace upon grace, because God is the giver of the most perfect gifts. He wants you to know that you are loved, and so he provides incredible gifts for you. Now, I think back into my childhood, and I have a very clear picture of my dad's study. Now, inside of my dad's study, there was a desk, of course, and there were drawers in the desk. By the way, I inherited that desk, and I've got that in my study at home, but there were drawers in there. One had a can with a bunch of Indian head pennies. Another one had his old smelly pipes, which he gave up when he gave up nicotine. And then there was a stinky old mimeograph machine to make Sunday bulletins, and then there was a Smith Corona typewriter, no electric at all, just all by hand. You know, he pounded that thing with two fingers. He had books, he had journals, he had a recliner, all of these things, and a swivel chair on casters. That was a lot of fun to play with. And then every month there would come a magazine in the mail, the Laterno Tech magazine. So I'm looking at that one time, Dad's there, and I'm trying to pronounce the word Laterno, and I said, "Hey, what's this all about?" He says, "Oh, that's about R.G. Laterno." I said, "Well, what's the story?" He says, "Well, he was a Christian, and he was an industrialist, he was an inventor, and then I found out a little bit more about him. He gave away," see, his love language was gifting, "he gave away 90% of his income. And then he transferred 90% of his company's stock into a nonprofit charitable foundation that he formed, 90% of the stock. And then even though he had never finished high school, he founded a university in Longview, Texas. Now, it seemed that the more he gave, the more God gave to him. And then the more God gave to him, the more he gave back to God. And then God would give back. It was like these two had a contest going to see who could outgive the other. And don't ever try to outgive. Yeah, go ahead, try it. And you'll be amazed at what happens. Well, God was communicating to him his love, while at the same time RG was communicating to God and then to many other people love through gifting. But there's more yet. The root of it all for RG Letourneau was simply the fact that there was an incredible gift that God had given to him, and that gift is Jesus Christ. He was a giver, but God was the ultimate giver. In fact, he gave us Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ, he gave us everything that you saw in those nesting dolls, all the way through to what we need. So we are made to need love. God's complete in himself. He doesn't need anything from us, but we need everything from him. And we have a kind of a tank, a love tank that needs to be continually filled, because you know why? Because, you know, sin says that there's a leak in that love tank, and it keeps on running out, and we have to have it filled and filled and filled. And of course, God has that love, those love languages to fill our tank. And for many people, gifting is the way that that love tank gets filled up. You see, God is love. It's not only that God has an attribute of love and that God loves, but the very definition of God is love. And if you want authentic love, you can't get it in any other place except in him, in him. Now, we have the need for that love. God's complete in himself, but God says, I want to make sure that you get to have your love tank filled. So he's got these languages to speak to us. Gifts in the various spheres of our life. And let's walk through a number of those spheres in our lives where he is gifting us. The first would be in our basic, let's say, physical and material needs. Yet we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread. Was there ever a day when God says, okay, I'm done with that, no more? Every day, daily bread. Martin Luther, talking about that, you know, and you think of this hierarchy of needs, you know, the basic is like to have food, water, shelter, safety. As Martin Luther is explaining that first article in the Creed, God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and he talks about God as our creator, our father, our protector, our provider, supplier, preserver, and he says, and gives all that I need to support this body and life. That's comprehensive. And he is demonstrating in all that his wonderful love, his personal love for each of us. And the eyes of faith see that there is a loving God and Father who is gifting us all the time. As a matter of fact, God is a compulsive giver. He just can't help himself. That's just who he is, a doting father. And what I read from Ephesians chapter 1, that love that he has lavished upon us. But there's more than the physical needs. We're going to move on to another area, and that would be the emotional needs and the relational needs. He is very much aware of the fact that we are people of emotion, and he wants us to be whole in our emotional life, and he gifts us in various ways. And one of the ways he does it is through relationships. He fulfills those needs. These are gifts, God saying, I love you. Do you have a family? If you have, you've got a gift. For example, Psalm 127, it says this, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. A gift from the Lord. Kids, yeah, yeah. Those, you know, those troublesome little rugrats around, you know, they're a gift from the Lord. Always costing us money, taking our time, you know, depriving us of sleep and all that. A gift from the Lord. Then Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, in the 19th chapter, it says this, that house and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. What a gift. How about, you know, needs that we have, like to be respected, to have a sense of a hope and a future, these emotional needs. And as a matter of fact, all that we are and all that we can become is a gift. It has its source in the Lord, source in Jesus Christ. Just like all those gifts and those nesting dolls, it all starts in that one, you know, and contained within that is everything else that we need in our lives. But you see, like the sun is the source of all terrestrial energy, God's love is the source of all love, as a matter of fact, of all things, everything that we enjoy in this world. But let's go yet one more step, and this is the ultimate, and that is God supplies our needs, our spiritual needs. Everything that we have comes from Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave, that's past tense. God so loved the world that he gives, and he gives, and he will give. Every tense, past, present, future, every day, every circumstance of our life, he is the giver, the gift. All of that is in Jesus, okay? So think again of those nesting dolls, the Jesus one, that's salvation. A big word that has a lot of components within it. And let's think, for example, of the forgiveness of sins. Actually, that's a key gift, isn't it? How would we ever enter heaven without our sins being forgiven? How would we ever be able to live in peace? How would we ever learn how to forgive another person? How would we ever, you know, just live with ourselves without forgiveness of sins? And in Ephesians 1 in the 17th verse, it talked about the forgiveness of our sins, you know, through his blood that he shed. So he paid the price so that our sins could be forgiven. That means that not even one of our offenses will be held against us in the courts of heaven, and not even one of them will be remembered. Well, if you have forgiveness of sins, that then opens the door for the next one, and that is reconciliation. To become a friend of God again, in place of alienation, estrangement, hostility, being an enemy. You see, Jesus is that bridge over that huge gap that sin makes. We're made to be friends of God as a gift. How much do you have to pay for it? It's a gift. That's how God loves us. He just simply gifts, made friends of God. He has restored us into his family. He's given us a new birth. He has given us adoption into his family. He has brought us into his church, and which is the body of Christ. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and in that reconciliation, not counting our transgressions or our sins against us. Well, after reconciliation, then you got to have restoration, okay? Is there anything in your life that needs to be restored, be brought back to original condition? You've seen these trucks around town, you know, brightly colored graphics and brightly colored, you know, lettering that says, Disaster Restoration Services. That's what God is in the business of, isn't it? You know, restoring us from the disaster of our sin, our fallenness, you know, our rebelliousness. He restores our wholeness. It is a thing, he restores us spiritually. He restores us emotionally. And is even in process of restoring us physically until finally one day it's going to be complete and total in our brand new bodies in heaven. Then, in order for all that to be happening and to be, you know, really going on inside of us, he gives us the Holy Spirit. So we become partakers of the divine nature. We actually have God, and this is a great big God, is an all-powerful God, all-loving God, and where is he? Well, kids would say, up in heaven? Yeah, but where else? Here, inside, comes to live inside of us. And then along with that, he gives the empowerment for us to be obedient kids to our Heavenly Father. And that we do it with a sense of delight as opposed to just merely a sense of duty. Legalism, yeah, that deteriorates into it's just your duty, your duty, your duty, your duty. Okay, sometimes that's where I got to start. But he wants to move it from duty to desire to ultimately being in delight. Yeah. In taking delight in the law of the Lord. And then finally is eternal life. Well, but eternal life has already started for everyone who is a child of God. Eternal life is already living inside of you. And it's just when that body, you know, gives out and when, you know, they have to take care of whatever remains, you know, you're still going to be alive. You're going to be living with God forever in eternity. So every bit of this is the gift. And all that giftedness is in Jesus Christ, who is an incredible gift. He bestows his love. Now, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And God will speak your language so that you can understand it. You can hear it. You can grasp it. You can trust it. You can take it home. You can live with it 24/7. Now, God gives his gifts to us, expresses his love language of gifts to us, not because we deserve it, and not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And that's why we got it. Grace upon grace upon grace. And again, God is so good. It's one of those things. He just can't stop. He will keep on doing it. He's got God not only of a second chance, but ongoing chances. He says, I just call you to myself. Yeah. Repent, believe, receive the wonderful gift that I have you. And you say, well, what all is on God's gift list? It's not a what. It's a who. You are on God's gift list. He wants to gift you and give you everything. He wants, but what is the gift that he gives you? The gift is ultimately himself. He wants to fill your love tank with himself. What a gift that is. He is accessible. He can come. He is willing to come. You know, take the lid off, let it in, let that life, that joy flow. Now, it would follow if we receive this gift just as a matter of his love and his grace, we can give to others in that same fashion. They don't have to first deserve it before we share love with them, but just simply because we are children of God, filled up with that love, which is, it just does not want to stay inside. It wants to go out. It wants to splash all over. It wants to lavish. It wants to be spraying it all over the place, that love. And that is going to be a transformative thing for people. And it is not on the basis of what that person has done and how much they've deserved. It's just simply because they're there and they have a need. How many people have you ever met that had no need whatsoever? No need for love. They were so complete, so self-sufficient, they didn't need it. Have you ever seen anybody like that? Okay. Is there available to you in Jesus Christ more love than what you need? Well, why not give some of it away? Yeah, just give it away. Because in Jesus Christ, this is what you have. The greatest gift from the greatest giver for the greatest need to fill the greatest good that there is. You've been walking on empty? Well, let that love fill you and give you the joy and the peace. Amen.